If we didn't learn something from Young Danny, hallelujah, if we didn't learn anything from Young Danny, let's at least take this. Whenever we go through, whenever we have a trial, a test, whenever something seems too big, whenever someone hurt us, amen, Lord, let us go to our knees. Hallelujah, let us go to our knees. You know why? Because as we pray for others, amen, as we pray for others, as we pray for our enemies, God turns around and does something crazy. God turns around and does something that just doesn't make any sense. And you know what that is? You're praying for somebody else and you're praying for your enemy, and God turns around and blesses you. Now, how does that make sense? You're praying for someone else, God turns around and blesses you. Amen. Right now, we're going to dismiss the children. Amen. To your left, to my right, we're going to dismiss the children so they can go to Sunday school, kids' ministries. Amen. And we want to receive the man of God. So let's greet him with a hearty praise the Lord.
Amen. Too, we do bless the Lord. That's one of my favorites. Lord, make me a house of prayer. How many of us want to be a house of prayer? When you pray, that means God resides where you are. So Lord, just make me a house of prayer. Thank God for everything that's transpired. We thank God for the testimonies. Amen. Those that fight, those that come. Aaron, you declared it by faith. Amen. The Bible says we will come by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So it's not just our testimony, but we need the blood too. Amen. So God can bless you. God is able, and God will make a way. Amen. We thank God for Danny, and we thank God for his mother being here with us again. Amen. God moves in mysterious ways. You never know how God is moving. Amen. I was praying about someone, didn't know what was going on, and then my wife told me yesterday something that happened. I said, you know what? God is so good. Amen. Because he keeps us from sin as well as unseen things. And the greatest power of prayer says you don't have to be where the person is for God to help them. How many believe that? You can pray for someone, you don't have to be there. They can be 10,000 miles away. And when you look up for prayer, God dispatches an angel on your behalf to watch over them. For that, we just say thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank God for my wife being here. We thank God for all of you. We just thank God for all that he's doing. Amen. This old song said, if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank him enough for his goodness. I just have one announcement. We got a request earlier this week. I forgot to mention it. Actually, last week, a brother in Bishop's Church down in Augusta, Brother Michael Primus, he has kidney failure. He's only in his 30s, I think, late 30s, early 40s. He's taking dialysis 5 times a week. Amen. He's really weak. And he's on schedule, or he's on the waiting list to get a kidney transplant. The insurance will cover everything but $20,000. Amen. So he's sending out the request. So we're not going to do it this week, but just pray about that. Amen. Remember, if it was you, if that were you, amen. $20,000, if everybody comes together, it's not a lot, but next week we're taking a special offering in his behalf, and it will go solely to him. Amen. We have some other stuff, but we're going to put that on hold. We're going to take care of that first, amen. Because if he doesn't come with the $20,000, he can't get the kidney transplant. And like he's taking dialysis 5 times a week, 5 days in a row. We know how that can be devastating. So we just pray about it, amen. You know, we don't push money here a lot. Amen. Because I believe in the ministry of God, whether you give or not, God will take care of his own. Amen. If everybody in this church walked out, guess what? God's going to take care of his own. Amen. And that's our confidence, our trust is in God. So many people have lost confidence in God because they keep looking at people. My eyes are fixed on Jesus. I'm looking unto Jesus, for he is the author. And he is the finisher of our faith. So I don't feel no waste time. So until I come too far from where I started from, how many know that nobody told me the road would be easy? But I don't believe God brought me this far. How many had a testimony? Or how many had that testimony? God didn't bring me this far to lead me. Amen. Before I ask you to stand now, it's amazing how sometimes God deals with you. you. I think if I don't know, Friday night or Thursday night, I don't know what kind of dream. I had this dream. I guess I'm fading in now too. That's all right. If it gets too bad, I just got a regular mic. But I had this dream, and in the dream, when I woke up, in my dream I woke up. In my dream I had a dream. That's a double thing, right? I ain't one little key, but I did have a dream. In my dream I had a dream. And when I woke up in my dream, I grabbed a piece of paper. I said, I gotta write this message down that God gave me in my dream. So I wrote it down. So when I woke up, guess what I did? I wrote it down. Most of the times I don't remember what happens in the dream. But this I remember. So that's our message today. I'm going to give it to you in advance. Amen. It's you can't stop what God is doing. It was a whole lot of stuff going wrong in the dream. Amen. And in my dream, when I woke up from the dream, I grabbed a piece of paper and I wrote down, you can't stop what God is doing. And then I woke up. I said, well, if it worked in my dream, it'll work in real life. So let us all stand. Amen? You can't stop what God is doing. Amen. And you know what helps us? It's not our dependency on anybody but God. We're living in a challenging time where the government is pushing out all kind of laws. Amen. Religious leaders and preachers are putting all kind of stuff out there. But the only thing that counts is your obedience to God. That's the only thing that counts. Don't care what they say they're going to do or what they're going to stop you from doing. They can't stop you if God is with you. They can't stop you if God is with you. Amen. God with you is more than the whole world with you. As long as you got God. So I'm going to read starting in Acts, the fifth chapter. We'll read verses 12 through 20. And then I'm going to skip down and read verse 29. And also I'm going to be... Psalm 29, because I'm going to go through this a little more. So no matter what's going on in your life, don't worry about it. As long as God is with you, nobody can stop you. As long as God is working, no matter what the enemy comes against you, they can't stop you. Jesus said, not even the gates of hell. How many know the gates of hell can't prevail against the church? How many of us in church? Then you know there's a scripture somewhere in Acts where Paul and also in Romans talk about putting your foot on the devil's head. Uh-huh. Our problem is we keep listen, when the devil is in front of you, don't run from him. You gotta put your it didn't say put your foot on his foot. Because the head is his what? Authority. The head is his power. We are the children of God. We can put our foot on the devil's head. And when you put your foot on your devil's head, this has the power. You got the power. Amen. Acts the fifth chapter, verse 12. Do we all have that? It says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with, Lord, if we could just be unified. God bless his unity. Do you know the devil knows that? So you know what he tries to do? He tries to divide us. But they were all with. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, they were all with. Something about being on one accord with God. One accord in song and sport. And of the rest, there's no man joined himself to them. But the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitude both of men and women. And so much, Lord, let this miracle come my way. Now, And when you get your blessing, don't you gotta shut religious people out. Right? All those people that talk about God but don't know God, when God is blessing you, you don't need them. Amen. Because God is performing miracles of healing. God is performing miracles of deliverance. And then all of a sudden here comes a religious hierarchy coming in and trying to stop what God has started. Look at somebody and say, you can't stop what God is doing. Boy, you can't stop what God is doing. So they came in trying to stop what God was doing. Can we say hallelujah? Broke up and all they that were with them, just the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with, how can you be upset when God is blessed? How can you be angry when God is moving? You can't stop what God is doing. Can we say that? You can't stop what God is doing. And how many of us really believe that? You can't, Lord, start moving on me. Lord, start touching me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Even when the devil comes in, he can't stop what God is doing. Can we just say hallelujah? And lay their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door. Oh, glory. I said, oh, glory. Men tried to shut you in, but God sent an angel to let you out of that prison. Men tried to bind you up, but God sent an angel to let you out of that situation and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of God. Verse 27 says, and when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us?
Teach in this name.
Y'all got it. Where we at? All right, y'all fill it in for me. Y'all read it for me. I'm on to the next verse. Right? You got to teach what? In his name. Because in his name, the Bible said, all these signs shall follow me that believe or that preach in my name. Amen. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. Talk about the Holy Ghost. He said, in my name, they shall, if any is sick, God and heal them. How? In my name. And these signs should follow them that preach in my name. Miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance. The verse 29 says,
Then Peter,
and the other apostles answered and said, Amen. When they went into the don't know God. Amen. You know, watch religious people. Everybody can talk to you about God, but they don't know God. Because they can't live a life free from sin. They can't live a life to show you what God can do. So that was the first time, the first miracle of healing after the outpouring of the Spirit took place at Solomon's Porch in front of all those religious leaders. And they tried to shut the apostles up at that time. Then we came up into the fifth chapter, amen. They're dealing with the same situation where they are in front of all those religious leaders. Amen. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, the chief priests. Now, I can't get into a whole lot of that because they weren't in position because of God's calling. At that time, the chief priests were put in place because of the Roman government. Because the Roman government wanted to make sure they kept the people of Israel and the people of God under control. So these weren't like the chief priests. All right, so the chief priests, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Essenes, the scribes, everybody that's somebody religious was in front, was at the temple. Now, at the temple, we see Peter and the apostles were again at Solomon's Porch. That's the outer part of the temple. Amen. The inner, next part is where the Gentiles would go, because only the Hebrew or the Jews could go into the temple. So they're at Solomon's Porch. Amen. And then they have seen all these miracles that God is performing. And if you read verses 1 down to verse 19 or so, it talks about verse 11, it talks about
So
Now, Peter, in the fourth chapter and in the fifth chapter, said, we ought to obey God. Brethren, man, on the devil. So now as you begin to go forward, how many know there's going to be a whole lot of voices? But who are you going to obey? God said you have victory. God said I'll make a way for you. But you have to believe. When Jesus, I know I'm a little long today, you understand. When Jesus went to heal Lazarus, everybody was all upset. All emotion. Lazarus is dead. Jesus said, all I need you to do one thing. He said, said I, not to believe. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest. How many of us got some situations that's clean dead? We got some dead situations. All of us got a different dead situation. What Jesus said, said I not fear, thou wouldest believe. Thou shouldest see the glory of God. So what Jesus did, because he was all when he came out the ground. Because he had the power and he had the authority. So when he said, Lazarus, come forth. Now you're speaking into your future. You're speaking a word of prophecy. Use your name. And whatever that situation is, call yourself out of it right now in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, call yourself out of it right now in Jesus' name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, God, I'm going to shoot those rays. Tell them Hallelujah. God is so good. Just come to the altar. Hallelujah.